Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, and welcome to MGN Radio. I am your host, Miss Posse, and thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who might not know about MGN Radio, MGN Radio is the number one show for family business information. We interview celebrities, authors, businesswomen, and men. And we're super excited about our show today because who doesn't love extensions and good hair care, right? So we're going to be talking with Venice Luxury Hair Care and Extensions, the founder, Venice Lindo. I'm so excited. She has an amazing pop-up shop this weekend. And I love this. We have our upcoming Dare to Aspire conference, April 8th and 9th. For those, you know, follow us on Instagram at Dare to Aspire. We have the amazing Lisa Price, who's going to be our keynote speaker. And Lisa was on the show, I think, last week. And, you know, she talked about with $100, she started a multi-million, you know, business. Everybody knew Carol's daughter, and she still is an executive, and she's on HSN every week, and she's going to be in Atlanta with us, you know, sharing to other businesswomen, you know, how you can do it too, along with a host of other speakers. Our vendor booths are sold out, you know, our amazing sponsors, and if you attend the pop-up shop, which we're going to talk about later, and mention Dare to Aspire, you could win a free ticket to this amazing event. And speaking of the pop-up shop, before I introduce our guest, check this out, all right?
Hello, beautiful people everywhere. I'm actress Portia Ferguson, and I want you to join me in Atlanta for Venice Extensions NYC very first pop-up shop, April 1st through the 3rd, 2016. They're running an amazing top-grade bundle sale, $85 for any length, any texture, along with frontals and closures. Go to www.venusextensionsnyc.com for more information. Hope to see you there.
Awesome. Okay, now, without further ado, because everybody that, you know, you might, this is our podcast and it's recorded live, so a lot of people listen when they get home from work and, you know, but I tell those who are listening, you know, grab a pen and piece of paper because you are going to learn, as you always do, on MGN Radio. And if you're not following our show, go to Blog Talk Radio and make sure you follow our show. So, Venice Lindo, you know, working as a hairstylist for over two decades, Venice knew she had to make her mark in the industry in a grand way. She spent years honing her craft and listening to the needs of her clients. She yearned to create a brand that would embody the prowess of confidence and also value the customer experience beyond the point of sale. She recognized that this brand couldn't just provide premium quality extensions, but it also needed to offer products to preserve their hair. Hence, Venice Extensions NYC was born. Venice Extensions prides itself in providing premium quality extensions that are long-lasting and durable. And for those of you who know me, even though I love my natural hair, I don't do cheap weave. I don't. So the fact that Venice Luxury Hair Care has some nice, high-quality weave, I love it, okay? So Venice Extensions will capture and enhance your beauty textures with wavy, curly, natural, straight, or perm straight extensions. You can instantly get more length and volume with our clip-ins. So without further ado, okay, I want to chat with the woman behind Venice Luxury Hair Care. So hold on, let me connect her. Okay, let's see. 802, I hope this is Venice. Hi, are you?
Hi.
Is this Venice?
Hi, yes, it is. How
are
you doing?
Welcome. Oh, I'm
Thank you for
fabulous
having me.
And amazing. Oh, you are welcome. Welcome. Okay, now let me just ask you, are you from New York? Are you originally from New York?
No, I'm originally from Jamaica, St. Catharines, Jamaica.
Oh, excellent. Okay, because a lot of my New York friends are like, Tossie, tone it down. Okay, I'm like, okay. But no, I love Jamaica. We were there last year. But welcome to the show, Venice. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you're a busy woman, and we, you know, Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to Sophia for, you know, helping us get you, because you are a busy woman. So why don't you tell us about yourself, your background, you know, how you came about to start this amazing company?
Well, first, I'm a single mom of three, so they were, like, my biggest motivation to get things going. So I ended up being homeless, actually, for 3 years, not seeing them for a whole year, and was just brainstorming, how can I provide better for them as doing it by myself with no help? And at this time, I was living in Vermont. So, again, there was, like, no family. And that drove me to think of the next step. How can I better their life and their future without, you know, depending on the system? And not that saying there's anything wrong with being on the system, because I've been there. So it's just, like, moving forward and just having a growth for them.
Wow, amazing. Oh, wow, so you were homeless for a while. You know, I love this. These are the stories that I love of women bosses who, you know, just rose to the occasion. So you had three kids, single mom, and we all can relate, you know, shout out to single moms who are doing it every day and who listen to our show. So you, now how did you get homeless? Was it just a series of decisions or what happened?
It was like bad choices, bad company, ended up doing 30 days in jail, and then had to send them to Florida not knowing the outcome of my circumstances and where I was going to end up. So my fear was overall losing them. So at that moment, I did what's best for them and send them to their dad for the year.
Oh, good. Wow. Now, are you with your kids now back?
Yeah.
Are you with your
kids?
Oh, yes. Praise God. And for those... My background, the reason I'm asking, because, you know, we always have our questions, but you know me, I'm going to ask, because, you know, I own the number one nanny agency for cultural nannies, and, you know, so kids are my passion. I love moms and I love children. But back to Venice Extensions, now, when did you, you were a hairstylist for many years, when did you say, you know, aha, like Oprah says, this is, this could be a success, this could actually make me money and help me move from homeless to, you know, having a home?
When I actually gave it my all was actually when Sophia came on board. So the company started in 2014, and I've had the worst staffing experience, doing everything by myself, like trying different things, getting like aggravated through the process and just telling myself, like, you cannot give up no matter what it is. I've invested
everything,
my own money. And I said, if anything, I'll take the chance with my money instead of someone else's money, but at least I can give myself credit and said, I tried. So when it came, I think it was about November last year, the company has grown so far within such a short period of time with the help of Sophia. So she's been, like, my biggest coach, my biggest backbone throughout this whole situation, and I'm grateful for her that she even came on board willingly, not even me asking her. And just she just gave me a calendar, like, this is your calendar from now till August. And a lot of time I'm running away from it, like, no, this is too much. Even today I was like, this is too much. I don't want to do this interview. Take me off. Like, you do it for me. And then she was like, no, I have faith in you. Just call in and just do what you need to do.
Yes, and you made the right decision because, you know, being on MTA Radio, okay, yeah, you know, it's great, you know, but no, you made the right decision, like we said. Now, a lot of moms or a lot of women, actually, and men will probably say, I need a Sophia. You know, how did you find Sophia? Is she family? Like, because we all, when we own a business, especially a small business, staffing issues are drama. So can you just share, like, you know, how do you find or what did you do to get somebody with that skill set?
I knew her for, my daughter is 15, so I knew her about 14 years. And she's just always been there no matter what it is. We may not see each other as often, but I'm in Tennessee now, so she's in New York. So we have, like, a gap in between time, but we always stayed in contact. And then she's been seeing my struggle with me working with people that's not working on my level or doing the things that I need done to get to the next level. And she just jumped on board and just offered her help, like, out the blue.
Wow, so, that is amazing. Yeah. Now, let's talk about your business. So, you know, you're a homeless single mom. You're busy, and thank you for, again, doing the show. You know, how did you, when you first started out, and we like the mistakes because our show is about helping other women and moms mm-hmm. in business. So if you can share, I like that you're being very transparent with yourself because when you started out, how did you market your brand and, like, what worked and what didn't work?
Oh, my Lord, the don'ts for the past 2 years was just, oh, my Lord, I've done sponsorships that wasn't beneficial. What my problem is that I see with myself is I'm too trusting. So sometimes I will just say, okay, you gave me a contract. I'm kind of naive, and I wouldn't read the contract. And I was just like, okay, I'm trusting that you – because I'm a very trustworthy person. I'm trusting that you will deliver the same as if I would deliver for you. And I made bad investments, worked with a bad mentor. It was just a lot. It was just so much. And I always, like, now I tell myself, read everything before you sign. Because yes. you never know what you're, like, even I'm 35 years old, I'm still that naive because I don't believe, like, my mind is, like, one way. And it shouldn't be that way because there's so much people who are willing to just do what they have to do to get what they want but won't deliver for you. So it's like the yes. gap. Sometimes people talk too fast and you have to listen to what people are saying and do your research. Always do your research. If someone said, well, I've made $1 million, do your research. Do not go behind that person's word. I've done that it got me nowhere.
Yeah. Yep. And I want to just say something about that because I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, I'm half Nigerian, half American. And if I was taught from a young age, I don't play with people's money. And that's why I've been in mm-hmm. business for so long. If somebody gives me money and I say I'm going to interview. So if, I don't know, it's just a lot of people are fake out there. And if I mm-hmm. take your money, as much as I laugh and talk, I don't play with money. If I take somebody's money and say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And so you're right. So many people just lie and say they're bosses and ain't started a company, ain't done nothing, just take the money and run. And I'm mm-hmm. glad you said read everything. So now let's talk about your hair company. So, you know, you got out, you were a hairstylist. What made you say, you know, let me, you know, do the extensions? What was it? And how did
Vermont,
you select your manufacturer?
With my hair extension, I've tried about 7 factories before I made the right choice. And truth be told, I just found the right company right before Bronner Brothers, honestly. So I bought and it doesn't work, or I bought and it's too expensive, so it's not feasible for the consumer. So a lot of time, like, I try to factor in, okay, it has to be affordable, and yet the quality still has to be long-lasting. So, you know, a lot of people will question, oh, how are you able to offer it at $85, any length, any bundle? Is because I look at, you know, at the longer length, the pricing is kind of higher. So I would just close out what I spent individually and just divide what I spent for the whole total. And then I'm able to say, well, if I lose with the 30 inches, it's okay. Because, you know, at least I'm making someone happy that they can afford luxury hair extensions.
Exactly. And now you have a pop-up shop. We're going to get to more questions, but you have a pop-up shop in Atlanta, you know, this weekend. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, for our listeners, tell us, what is a pop-up, how it came about, and why Atlanta?
Well, that was Sophia again. Everything is Sophia. So we just saw, like, the great turnout with Bronner Brothers, and then we found out that the number one hair company that was out there closed down. So, like, we didn't ask about the pricing or, you know, how the quality of the hair was. So one of the girls that came to Bronner Brothers suggested, like, okay, you guys should come back and, you know, try and do something because their hair is needed out there. And when we got that response, we were like, okay, and then Sophia just made it happen.
Wow. Wow. But now your pop-up, you're going to be there, right? And Sophia,
yeah.
Or how is it going to work? Okay, so you're going to be there. What can people expect? Is it going to be, you know, music, weed?
Yeah, it's
going to
be,
what can people expect?
Yeah, it's going to be music, hair care. We have Corel, that she's doing a book signing. Also, we're doing a tour with her, so she agreed to come out also. Then Portia's going to be there, of course. She's going to have champagne, hors d'oeuvres. So it's like, you know, a little mix and mingle thing also, so everybody can network and, you know, help each other grow their business. So it's not just all about sales,
that.
You know, it's like meeting and, you know, expanding, because a lot of people don't have that support where, you know, they have someone to lean on. Or if you're going down a path and you don't know what's the next step to take, someone else could advise you on something. So it's always good to mingle and communicate with, you know, your surroundings.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to connect with people at live events, you know. A day in Venice, pop-up shop, April 1st through April 3rd, and it's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to post a flyer on our Dare to Aspire Instagram and a couple of, you know, after the show, and also on our Facebook, because if you go and you mention, just say Dare to Aspire, you might get a chance to win a free ticket to our event, and that's going to be April 8th, the following weekend. Wow, we are chatting with the founder of Venice Extensions and Luxury Hair Care. So we talked about, you know, some of your mistakes, like read everything. Can you share, you know, a lot of, like I said, there are so many weave extension companies, you know, Atlanta, different, you know, New York, all over. What makes your company different? Like, why should somebody buy your brand of extensions or hair care?
With our hair care and our extensions, that we're honest. The hardest thing is finding someone that's telling you the truth behind their products. So with our hair care, it's 100% natural. It doesn't have any alcohol, no sulfate. It's paraben-free. And you could use it on your natural hair and also your hair extensions. With the proper care, the hair extensions will last up to 2 years. You have to treat your hair extensions just as if it's your natural hair. Our hair is 100% virgin. It's not mixed with any Malaysian, Brazilian. It's not mixed with anything. It comes from one donor and one donor only. So when you color your hair, you have to do a deep treatment. Your hair is going to shed. Your natural hair sheds. So if your hair is overprocessed, you've overprocessed your hair extensions, do expect it to shed because it's natural and it's 100% human hair.
Awesome. Now, what part of Jamaica are you from? What part of Jamaica?
St. Catherine.
Okay, wow, I love Jamaica. We go to Jamaica like every year. I love beautiful, beautiful country. Now, in terms of some of the challenges that you face, somebody had a question in the chat room. Are your goods, did you find the manufacturer in the U.S. or internationally?
In the U.S.
You know, wow, that's
US.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, so all your products are made in the USA. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Now, operations is vital in any business, you know, how you run your business. You know, as you grow your business, can you share any operational, and I know you hired Sophia, but is there anything that maybe you can say, besides reading the contract, I wish I knew this, or, hey, watch out for this, you know, when you form your company, or anything that you found out the hard way that you wish from an operational perspective you knew earlier?
Timing is everything. That's one thing I've learned, because I think I was at a vulnerable state, so I was speeding. So I've wasted so much money into the wrong things, the wrong investments. And instead of going, it's always better to start small instead of launching something huge to where you know you're not going to be able to maintain. So it's like plenty of times where I felt like, okay, I wanted to do so much, or I'm putting my money here, but what's the benefit that's going to come back to our company? So a lot of times, instead of rushing, slow down, and just everything happens in a timely manner. What's for you is for you. No man can take. So you always have to remember, if it's supposed to take you 5, 6, 7 years to be a millionaire, that's what's going to take you. It's in God's hand. It's not in no one else's hand.
That is powerful. Powerful advice. Powerful. Now, you say you don't have any outside funding, but I know a lot of people are going to say she was homeless and then she has money to invest in this investment, that investment. Like, how did you get your money? Was it from being a hairstylist that you saved up your money and then launched your extension company?
It was from me saving, and then also I was have to pay my mom rent, so I've been saving my money as if I was paying rent. So I will, you know, because at the time she knew when I came, she knew my circumstances, and she knew what I was going through. So she's just like, okay, I'm going to help you because she knows my heart. So when the company grows to where it's supposed to grow, I'll take care of who took care of me. So that's
of course,
how I was able to
of course. It. Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, in terms of, like, women and moms, like you said, I hear that a lot at conference. So many women say I was trusting. I gave this. I remember our first conference. A woman said she gave a guy $10,000 to build a website, and the guy ran away with her money. And she laughed about it. We all laughed about it, but we were like $10,000. That's not small money. You know, this was 6 years when we did our first. This is our sixth conference. So this was 6 years ago. But you know, why do you think it is so many women and moms, you know, are not successful in building like that million or even that six-figure business? Do you think it has that women are just too trusting, or what do you think?
We're too trusting, and I think we get comfortable. So what I can say is I can speak for myself is that I get too comfortable. So if I see you do one good deed, I'll be like, okay, well, the next one is going to be fine. But sometimes it does not turn out like that. So people always take my kindness for weakness. And that's my, like, that's one of my biggest downfalls, because I'm too transparent and I just show as it is. Like, this is how I want you to treat me. I'm going to treat you how, you know, vice versa. So that's my biggest problem, is showing everything. Like, okay, I have no fear. This is what I have to do. This is what I'm going to do to get where I need to go. If I lose it, I lose it. And sometimes you can't be like that with people, because they'll take you for everything.
Yeah. I think that's some great, great advice, some really, really great advice. We're live with Venice Lindo, and she is the founder of Venice Luxury Hair Care. Now, let's talk about your hair care brand. We've talked about the extensions, high quality, and, you know, you can check out their website as well. But your hair care line, like, what are some of the products, and are they also sourced in the U.S.? And what was that process like of getting those products, you know,
That wasn't too hectic, because I actually I had found this company through word of mouth, and then I reached out and got some samples, and I tested out which one I liked. So it wasn't something that we created from scratch. It was, you know, a manifesto that was already established. So we have, like, the shampoo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but the only thing is, like, it's so costly, but it's worth the money.
Now,
so
is the person in America, are they in America? The company is in America?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying it's costly in terms of, because you have to order a certain minimum quantity?
Yes.
Or? Okay. So you, now what products do you have in your hair care line?
We have a shampoo and conditioner, Moroccan oil. We have the number one seller is the Edge Paste. So that's, like, it will, like, leave your hair not shiny, because, you know, like, some edge control is, like, it looks like plastic. So it does not leave that. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. Shiny.
Yep.
It does
You're
not
right.
leave your hair flaky or dry, or, you know, it's like everyday wear. So it's like if you put it on, don't expect it to hold as the brown gel, because it's not going to give you that stiff, firm hold. It's more of, like, a natural sleek. So that's what the Edge Paste does. Then we have the dry shampoo, which you could use in between wash. If your hair extensions or your regular hair is greasy, you don't have time, you know, to wash it at the moment, so you just spray it and massage it through, and then it'll takes out the grease. Then we have, like, a medium hold shifter, like a hairspray. Then we also have our hot oil treatment, where you could use in between wash. Also, even if your hair is over processed, a little bit goes a long way. So you could just put a little bit on it, and then seeing it for a little bit with the cap, and then it'll bounce right back. How many is that?
And they can go to VeniceExtensionsNYC.com also and check out all the products. I love the way your products look. Do you get everything from one manufacturer, or
yes.
do you source your – oh, so you just – they
everything
send you
so –
now, what I think – Wow, that's amazing. Now, what I was going to say is a lot of times small businesses can't meet that minimum order quantity. Like when they're starting a business, okay, maybe it's 500 or 2,000. What advice do you advise people to take a loan, even though you didn't? Or let's say somebody's like, I really want to get my weave thing going too, but or my shampoo, for instance, and they call a company up, and the company is like, oh, 10,000. Units, you know, and they can't afford it. Do you have any advice on that, or what's your experience?
With me, what I also see, people is afraid to lose, and they don't give themselves enough credit to say, at least I tried. The biggest thing is not looking at the dollar, because sometimes you're not going to take the dollar with you when you're buried. So it's okay to make an attempt, because what you may not see, someone else may see in you. I didn't believe in myself with doing this company. And I was like, okay, I'm funding, and it's like, okay, but it's okay to lose, because you can always start with a bigger game. So even if you're – with me even working with my past mentor, I've developed some knowledge. So it's I may lose some, but I gain more in the long run.
Now, your past mentor, you don't have to mention their name, but I know you said, you know, people make a lot of promises. How did you, and this is for the listeners, how did you find that, like, was there any red flag that maybe, you know, how did you find, was the mentor highly recommended? You know, did you, you know, look just to see even if they had a website and actually had a business? Like, was there anything in finding a mentor that maybe next time, because there's some pretty good mentors out there, but next time, okay, I'll do this.
I was blindsided by the mouth. So
had
a gift for gab. And it sounds good.
Yep.
It sounds amazing, but that's not what it was.
Exactly. Now, and you know, I love that you're transparent. Oh, my time always flies, but I love that you're transparent. And for those who are listening, read everything. Don't just, when people talk a good game, actually, now the internet, you can Google somebody's name. Like, you could actually Google my name and see my conference and, you know, Google their name and actually maybe start small. Because was it a huge investment that you gave the coach or the mentor?
It wasn't that much, but at that time, it was a lot for someone who didn't
of
have
course.
It. To where I'm pinching pennies, like, okay, I'm not going to leave this earth without my kids having a foundation. So
Amen.
It was like, you know, very like, but I swallowed it, and I'm like, that's the best decision I've made. I don't have any regrets, so I'm not going to say I regret meeting her or, you know, but I know from now on my eyes are wide open.
My eyes are wide open. I love it. Social media is huge, you know. Now social media is like everything. What's your favorite platform, and, you know, what are you on it? And what's your thoughts on growing a business with social media?
With social media, it hasn't worked that much for me, I should say, because it's like you could buy followers, you could buy likes, you could
That's
buy
true.
Pretty much anything. So when you, if your site is not authentic, it's not going to drive sales to you. It's not going to drive customers to you, because everyone that's on there is not real. So how do you know you're meeting the target market if, you know, other people's platform isn't authentic? So I think our best bet is going out, mingling, and, you know, sometimes we don't make anything at these events, but it's just the overall marketing experience and us learning and meeting new people.
Exactly. And getting the word out. You know, I always say, any publicity, any, you know, now Venice Luxury Haircare is, you know, I've heard of it. I know it. I've talked to you. You know, our listeners are going to listen. You know, a lot of people might not have heard of it. So you are absolutely right, because there's so many people just buy followers, and you are right about that. Now, I do like Instagram, even though Instagram is just, they've made so many updates, it's annoying, but I do like Instagram for some of my, I've met a lot of people through Instagram, so I will say I like Instagram. I will. Now, what keeps you up at night? Like, in growing this business, you're successful, you're actually making money now. Like, what keeps you up at night, business-wise?
Business-wise? Honestly?
Yes.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Because Sophia doesn't sleep. Honestly, so that's like the only thing. I'm like, my phone is there and I'm hearing bling, bling. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, there goes Sophia and responding back to emails at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So honestly, she takes that stress.
Wow. Now, what about personal? Like, how do you manage being a mom? You know, having your 3 kids, running a business. I know you have Sophia, but running a business, mm-hmm. you know, making decisions of where to put your money. Okay, as you're making money from this luxury hair care and extensions, you know, what keeps you in terms of that? Like, how do you balance it all?
I have no idea because I don't smoke. I drink occasionally. So I guess it's because my 3 kids are my main priority. So now they know, like, the baby is 9. So now she knows mommy has to go to work. This is what needs to be done. And you're expensive. So Nana's going to help me at the moment. So this is how we're going to do things. So now they're on board. And before it was so hard because she wasn't used to seeing me because she was the last one. And that's when I made some choices and decided, like, I wanted to see her take her first step. I wanted to see her with her teeth coming in, because I used to work like crazy. And now that I was able to bring them this far, now I'm glad I have my mom's support to help me with them while I do what I need to do.
Awesome. Shout out to the moms and the grandmoms that so much with kids, you know. We send love to our parents. It's not easy, and they help us so much. Now, define your target customer. How would you define your target or your ideal customer? Have you defined your target customer?
Not yet, because extensions could be for anyone. So it doesn't matter if you have long hair, short hair, if you want to be a little spunky for the day, you know, just change up your look, it's for you. So there's no look when it comes to extensions. You know, there's not that one person who could say, well, I can wear it and you can't. I don't believe in that.
Yeah. And all races, too. Everything. Now, in terms of your extensions or your hair care line, do you have a warehouse that you, like, okay, I've ordered these products. Like you say, you have a distributor in America. I order the products for my hair care, and then I ship out. Do you have, like, a warehouse? Where do you keep your products? Or how does your distribution work?
Well, now it's with me because we're going to Atlanta. But before, it was in Long Island in a storage unit, so Sophia is able to have access to it. But we haven't decided to do a storefront as yet. We're thinking, because I'm in Tennessee, but I need, like, a bigger team in order to make it work, but I'm not rushing.
Don't do a storefront. Don't do a storefront yet.
I know, right?
That's my advice. Don't do it yet.
Let it play out.
Please, please. Yeah, let it play out. That's my free advice. Let it play out. Now, what? As we round up the interview again, you know, thank you for being on our show. But I wanted just to ask you, like, what's the future for yourself and your company? What do you see? What's the vision for Venice?
My vision is I want to go international. So I don't know, and I'm leaving it all in God's hands, because my first step that I actually want a store in is Dubai. So
not Jamaica.
I'm praying on that.
Not Jamaica.
I went and I tried, and I think, I don't know yet, not Jamaica. I haven't been home.
Okay.
Last year was my first time being home in about 4 years.
Okay.
So
ooh,
I'm just getting
Jamaica's
a feel back.
A lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just getting a feel back with home, and, you know, I'm communicating with families back and forth, but it's just, I don't know yet. I don't see it there as yet. So I'm like, maybe in time when I'm ready to retire, because that's when I want to retire, then
oh,
I'll
beautiful.
Go that route. Yes.
Now tell us about Dubai. I've never been to Dubai, but I've Nigerians go to Dubai like for gold. Mm-hmm. All the, like, why did you pick Dubai? Like, what about Dubai is so? Is there a market for, you know, for your what?
I don't know
Dubai
if there's
the,
a market,
the
but it, I don't know. It was just like the mindset of it saying, okay, my company's in the world's largest store. That's where that came from. That's where that came from. So,
wow, at least you're honest.
I don't know, but I love. Like, that's where.
Wow, at least you're honest.
I don't aim high. That's my thing. Like, and I'm learning now, like, you can't fight it. I've been fighting this for the past 2 years, like, no, this isn't for me. And God is like, listen, I gave you a gift, plain as day. I gave you a gift, use it. And I'm still, once he said that to me, I'm still fighting it, and it's just not going anywhere. So I'm like, okay, I'm giving it all to him. It's my turn, and I'm just going to roll with it. No more fighting.
I love it. So. We have one more question, but I have to mention, because we have another what do you call it? We're paying our bills. I have to mention EvalorBaby.com. They're running an amazing promotion on Evalor Baby Furniture for customers that book their orders through their website, and that's www.evolurbaby.com. They're going to receive a free mattress and nursery design consultation and a chance to win Evalor Nursery of their choice. Again, check out www.evolurbaby.com, and that's EvolurBaby.com. All right, so we have been chatting with you, and it has been so much fun, you know, Venice. I see great things in your future. I think it's amazing, and hopefully one day you'll be actually live at Dare to Aspire conference, because I would love to meet you in person in Atlanta. But no, thank you so much for being on our show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And best of luck. And again, everybody has to go visit the pop-up shop. Now tell people if they want to reach out to you, you know, how they can reach you, you know, how they can get a hold of you.
They could do info@VeniceExtensionsNYC, or you could go to our website, VeniceExtensionsNYC.com. We are also on Instagram and Facebook with the same name, VeniceExtensionsNYC. And then our phone number is 800-263-1232. And I'm always running from the phone, but I'm learning to answer the phone now.
Yes, phones and emails. Well, I feel like I know you, you know, big up, as they say in Jamaica, you know, and it was so nice. And we're going to play the pop-up commercial again one last time, because I want everybody to go. And we're going to support it on our Facebook as well as our Instagram. And we're going to tag them so that, you know, if you're not following them on Instagram, you can. And I wish you all the best. And thank you so much for being on our show, Miss Venice
Lindo.
Thank you for
having me. Thank
all
you
right.
So
have
much
a great
pleasure.
Day and a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Hello, beautiful people everywhere. I'm actress Portia Ferguson, and I want you to join me in Atlanta for Venice Extensions NYC, very first pop-up shop, April 1st through the 3rd, 2016. They're running an amazing top-grade bundle sale, $85 for any length, any texture, along with frontals and closures. Go to www.VeniceExtensionsNYC.com for more information. Hope to see you there.